Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Speak Your Mind Radio with your host Brenda Williams. Every Thursday night, world topics, interviews you won't hear anywhere else. Let's go. 347-857-3692. You're on the line now with the beautiful, talented author, Brenda Williams.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Speak Your Mind Radio. My name is Brenda Williams. I am your host. We have a hot topic tonight. Tonight's topic is today's household versus yesterday's household. And the reason why we were doing this show is because there's so many things that have changed over the years. I know I was reading up something where it says divorce rates basically from now to like 50 years ago have quadrupled. They say that the rate of single parents, the numbers are astounding. They say the rate of children doing things to other children or violence and families that have a lot of death in it based on children growing up doing things or adults doing things, they say the numbers are astounding. I think that one of the things that may be a little bit different, and, you know, people can agree to disagree, but I think that one of the things that may be a little bit different is just the way the society is as a whole. You know, at one time you could go to school, and if the child did something and the teacher had to reprimand the teacher was able to do so. But now in schools are completely different. So that's what our topic is today, today versus yesterday. And I'm going to go ahead and play a quick song, and I'm going to come back from a break.
Again this morning as he left for work for the day. I don't want to do this anymore, but where else can I go? I know what's going to happen when he gets home. He'll be mad at work or something, but I'll get it when he gets home. I don't know what to do or who to talk to. Now, I know it's probably my fault. No, it's not. It's not my fault. But it's put in my head that I'm a no good, downright lazy, dirty, bitch. No, I'm really not. But that's what I'm good at, being that. And it feels like I'm just going to explode. Where else can I go? Where else can I go? Who else can I talk to? Who can I get to help me when there's no family to go to? No friends really around. Maybe later they'll be gone when he gets home. Now I can't seem to keep meeting friends because of him. Then I get down on my knees and I pray every day. I can't take this anymore. Lord, Lord, I pray. Take this pain away. Heal me, show me, lead me. Anywhere away from here with me and my children. Because all they do is hear. At the end of the day, they come up behind me and ask me if I'm okay. I'm fine, I say. As the blood and tears run down my face, please tell me, where else can I go? Where else can I go?
A child's dream. In my dreams, everything was simple and perfect. See, in this dream, Mommy loved me. I was told I was beautiful as Mommy hugged me, feeling her love wrapping its arms around me, inhaling her smell. Daddy tucking me in each night, calling me his little princess, while he read my favorite book, placing the covers snugly up under my chin as a sense of security filled my heart. Awaking to the smell of my favorite breakfast of eggs and bacon, sitting down beside Daddy as Mommy fits my plate, running out the door with my brothers and sisters in my new dress and shoes, not having to worry about being choked because of my clothes, skipping happily to the bus, meeting my best friend. As I left out the door, Mom and Dad both crying out, "I love you, have a good day," instead of Dad in his drunken stupor beating me for no reason. Birthday parties were fun with loads of gifts, family and friends, instead of wondering what a party felt like. In my excitement, I rushed home to see what surprise was awaiting me, feeling the breeze smiling as it brushed across my face, watching the trees waving at me as I walked past, hurrying home, careful of my book bag, filled with my favorite color, sky blue, thinking I no longer had to carry my book and paper in hand. But then I woke up this morning realizing it was just a child's dream.
So I played that by Angel of Love, basically because I believe that that's one of the problems with today's society. Children, just for some reason, the dreams, the motivations, the aspirations that they've had have gone. I see more and more of the younger generation. They just don't care. I'll give you a classic example. I have a, and I'm not trying to put his business out there in the street, but I have a 20-year-old who, when I tell you this kid changes jobs like he changes underwear. He has a MCM or machinist license, and this dude gets like $20 and $25, $30 an hour jobs. I mean, raising a family income. He'll go for a week or two and decide he doesn't want to wake up and doesn't go. That's what I mean, the difference, what I think is with today's generation versus yesterday's generation. Yesterday's generation did a whole lot more. Yesterday's generation, you think back to those movies where you saw those kids get up, go out to the barn, milk the cows, do this and that before they had to go to work. They get up at crack of dawn in the morning. Now, these days, you can't even get a kid to clean their room. You can't even get a kid to clean a dish, take out the trash. And the thing about it is, no matter how well we raise them, no matter what type of household you're in, I think it has a lot to do with society and what kids watch these days, what kids listen to in school these days. I had a situation where I had a child that was, I think she's like 9 or something like that. Like she might be 9 or 10. And she basically left the dish on the table. And my husband had asked her, you know, hey, are you going to pick that dish up? She said, no, I can't because I'm lazy. I mean, at least she admitted it. But today's child in society is nothing like what we were built like when we were children. We had the happiness as children of going out to play, coming back in all dirty, making sure the street lights didn't hit us where the good Lord split us, coming back in the house and doing what we had to do. Not these kids today. When they go out, their activity is ganging up and beating up old people, stealing stuff, thugging. And I just don't understand if it's – I don't know. Somebody said when they was talking the other day about that young boy who cut his mother's head off and the cops got there and he was standing there with a knife on his mother's head. To me, the demonic and sickness that's happening these days tell me that we are near the end, because there's no way in hell that you can cut a parent's head off and think it's okay. There's no way in hell this woman who drowned all 5 of her kids can do that and have a sane mind. So I don't know. I'm going to bring some of my callers in. But like I say, I'm going to bring you guys in by the time, by when you press 1, by in that order. So I see a bunch of folks that press 1. First, I'm going to get 4396, and then I got you 0247. 4396, you're on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Hey, how you doing, Otto?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I had to support my friend from I just love everything that you do. You are community-based, spiritual, and you just have a compassion and a love for people. It's breathtaking how your love is and how you're stretching out information, you know?
Well, thank you. Thank you. Do you have any take on the topic, today's world, households versus yesterday's household? Is there a generational difference? What has changed?
Yes. I think there is a difference. You know, I look at the younger generation. I'm in my 40s. So I know that it's, with anything, there's a transition. The thing is, it's going to be a positive or negative transition. Sometimes I look into the music, hip hop. I remember how hip hop used to be a story. If you were coming from the streets, that you can make it in the end. Now, I don't understand. Sometimes, well, there's some artists that are still keeping the roots, but I see how that music has changed, and I really don't understand it. Loudly, I don't understand. I'm old school, so what you said about the guy cutting his mother's head off?
Yes, it was in the news, and they was just talking about it like a couple of days ago, where apparently this little boy cut his mother's head off. And when the cops got there, he was standing there with a big old knife on his mother's head, decapitated her head. And the thing about it was, not only that, you know, I also have a problem with, and I know this is going to upset some of my fans, and if it doesn't, I'm sorry. But I have a problem with, when I hear people say stuff like, okay, well, it's okay that this and this is happening because the cops are killing all of us anyway. My thing is this, and I had this argument with somebody yesterday. We had this big old argument about it yesterday at my job. And I told him, as a society, until black people can focus on stop killing black people, I don't want to hear nothing about the cops, because there's good and bad in everybody. There's some crooked cops out there, and there's some good cops. There's some crooked people, and there's some good people. Not everything is perfect. There's some bad priests that molest children, and then there's some good ones. There's some bad school teachers who molest children, then there's some good ones. There's good and bad in everything. But it pisses me off to hear so many people, like, you know how many people I've deleted off of my timeline, completely deleted off of my timeline, because their ignorance. Like, I always post on my timeline, knowledge is infinite and ignorance is bliss. These people are completely crazy in some direction to where they assume that because they're a certain color, they're owed something. I'm owed this. Because I heard this girl, one girl say, well, my ancestors were slaves, so I'm old. Okay, but you wasn't a slave. You didn't get beat. You get to drink out the water fountain. You get to sit in the front of the back of the bus. Don't carry something of what happened onto your life. There's so many angry people out there today, and that's why so many bad things happen. That's why, and now, like I was talking about the young thugs these days, they're so busy ganging up on old folks, they can't even, you heard that new thing, the rave, they rave. It'd be a bunch of young teenagers between the ages of 13 and 17. It'd be like 20 of them, and they go attack old people. There's been tapes of it showing up.
That was unheard of when I was coming up. That was unheard of. We didn't mention the older people. That was just, it was a respect thing, a respect. You know, that was just unheard of. You know, I agree with you, Priscilla. I'm afraid after what you just said, because there's a problem, but I won't ignore the problem. What you just told me, there's a problem on two sides. I would say is black people need to come together, because black people are getting. And black people are getting attacked. Ain't no damn if black people are getting attacked. Black people are getting attacked. What they need to do is come together, stop this nonsense, and join forces, and have a voice that we ain't not going to take it no more, and we're going to have peace within ourselves. See, an oppressor looks at the situation and says, well, y'all go ahead and take each other out. Y'all make it easy for us. You know what I mean? So we can't go against each other. We have to unite. We're at the point where we almost force we have to reunite due to circumstances. And I do agree, there are good police and there are bad police. But sentence-wise, I think they are very, I would say 90 to 10% percentage.
Well, I mean, you also got to look at it like this. It's not, and see, this is what a lot of people miss. It's not, and this is what a lot of people really, really miss. It's not only black people that police are killing. It's white people, Hispanic people. It's Korean people. But see, the difference is, when a cop kills a black person, oh, that's televised. That's all over the place. The hate groups come and running. But when a white guy gets killed, there were several who was killed here in the state that I live in. And when a white guy gets killed, it's not really talked about. It's talked about briefly, then it's brushed under the bridge. But what I'm saying, instead of us having the focus of black people need to come together, no, all people need to come together as good, whether you're black, white, Spanish, Puerto Rican, because there are a lot of white people out there. There are a lot of Spanish people out there who don't agree with stuff that cops do, who don't agree. They march out there right with the black people. They be right out there marching, and they be right out there rallying too. So it's not, I don't believe that us as black people need to come together. It's us as a whole, as a unity. And as far as the black communities, that's where the black people need to come together to say stop this violence, because they just had a little Yeah, they just had a little girl, 5 years old, got killed on her big wheel by a gang member, gang initiation. Correct. There was no hands up for her. There was no hands up for her. There was no rallies in the streets for her. There was no chains. There was no hoodies on. There was nothing. So when I see stuff like that, I can't respect these people who come out with that Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. All lives matter. And it shouldn't matter just because a white person or a cop killed a black person. It should matter if any black person dies, if any white person dies, if any Hispanic person dies. Because at the end of the day, when we all bleed, our blood's the same color. If you mix it all up in a bowl, there would be no difference. You couldn't tell whose color was who.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I
almost cry when I heard that, when I heard that child got gunned down. Cry.
Here's where I stand with that. Yeah, I would say that all lives matter, but, you know, we could say all lives matter, but when it comes to this land, there's never been a treatment of all lives matter. Since day one, it's never been a treatment. It's never been a they never take the time to say that all lives matter, because they never treated one particular people of all lives of that only one life matter. You know? And they just, and that's why, you know, I have a Facebook page, the Civil Rights Movement, Black Lives Matter, because I talk about from day one and still. Now, I do agree with you. From a Christian standpoint, I do agree that all lives do matter, but it's just that from day one, black people have been targeted. So I can't be ignoring that fact, even though you're right, all lives do matter, but it's never been a treatment from day one that all lives matter. If all lives matter, there would have been no change, there would have been no slaves, there would have been no segregation, and there would have been no, and you look at the killings, black people would be on top of the list. That's
well,
why
I will tell you one thing.
Agree to the All Lives Matter, but it's never been treated. Never. So when they recognize that All Lives Matter, then I can say that All Lives Matter. I agree from a Christian standpoint, but political or any standpoint, I think that it's just never been treated that way. They never recognize
like
that All Lives Matter.
Well, like I say, when I see stuff like that, I get pissed off. And like I said, I've deleted a bunch of people off my timeline, because my thing about this, if you're going to have the heart to say one thing, then it should mean for all. And my thing is this, if, let's say, okay, I'll give you a prime example. This cop that worked here, Officer Alan Jacobs, a white guy, good citizen, young guy, never been in trouble, never harassed anybody, never, ever, ever, ever had any incident with anybody since he's been a cop. He goes to a call, and guess what? He gets shot down. So now his family and his kids, it was a week or something, 2 weeks before Christmas. So now for Christmas, his family and his, and this is what I'm saying, and I'm not defending them. I'm not. But when I say it hurts, it hurts. It hurts for any life to be lost. So for a group of people to assume that their life is more important than others, that's not true, because all lives, and God doesn't see people as because you're black, your life means more. So I would never, ever stand by that. I think I lost a couple of friends when everybody put the Black Lives Matter post up on their timeline, and I was one of the only ones who wouldn't do it, because I felt like, yes, black lives do matter, but so does my life. So does my husband's blue life. So does my nephew's blue life. So does my aunt's white life. So I had to take that stance to say, I'm not going to jump on it because everybody else is on it. And until, as a community, black people come together and stop murdering each other, until they can get to in a community and stop murdering each other, yes, every life matter. But am I going to stand behind that banner? I'm not. And I'm going to tell you another reason why I'm not. There's a new, whole new thing out there that used to be like the Panthers. the Black Panthers. Now, back in the day, when there was legitimate Black Panthers, you know, they handled things in a righteous way. But now this new world Black Panthers that they got going out now is complete and utter chaos and violence. Their solutions to stuff is to raid. Their solutions to stuff is to riot. Their solutions to stuff is to steal stuff, burn stuff down. That's what their solution is. And there was people of great leadership that never handled things like that. And at the rate these young people and this young generation's going now, martial law is going to be in effect before anybody can even think about it, turn their heads. If the world doesn't end first because of this damn idiot we got in the presidency, I don't know, but I'm going to go ahead and get somebody else on the line. I had to say that because I was going to do a show on what's your plan in 5 years. We might not make it messing with our president. We're playing Russian roulette with us. That's a whole nother topic.
But I tell you, Brenda, no matter what, if we agree or if we disagree, I'm not going to distance myself because you got your own opinion. I mean, because that's how you feel. I mean, that's what makes the world. We ain't going to always agree on it, on everything.
Right.
We always going to have a way. I agree with you. See, it should be all lives matter. But like I said, that I'm not going to turn a blind eye and act like all lives matter, but it never mattered to stay one. I don't see a lot of things that It's a lot of things I have a problem with. It's a lot of things I have a problem with. I have a problem with these holidays. I have a problem with how America has treated Black people. It's slaves. How it's such a lie in the history book. How I got to learn about white folks. First, before I had to learn about Black history, I have a problem with that. I think if you are Black, Chinese learn about the Chinese and Arabics learn about the Arabics first. I believe if you're Black, you should know your own history. And then the hell with the damn month. A month is scrutiny to me. All for 400 years, you tell me that the only thing we can get is a month of Black history, and then it's not even celebrated. And then how many Black holidays are there to celebrate Black people? I mean,
I understand.
It was a war to even have MLK. So they act like, I'm agreeing with you, but I don't agree with the system. The system does not act like all lives matter. They never act like Black Lives Matter. So I stand by Black Lives Matter because they never act like all lives matter. And from a Christian point, I believe I don't hate nobody. But my eyes is wide open. I don't hate people. I don't hate you because you're white. I won't hate you because you're anything. But I'm talking about from my culture standpoint because I wake up as a Black man every day.
I understand, and like I said, I mean, with me, I have a love of people, and when I say I have a love of people, I don't see a color, I don't see a race, I don't see hatred, and that's just, even though I do know my history as a Black woman, I was taught very well my history as a Black woman, my still attitude of it growing up was to love all. Never have your guard down, which I always keep some sort of guard up, not to really let too many people in or trust a whole lot of people, but I have a love for people. And what my thing is, I never look at one way or one person's situation as blaming all, because I agree with you. The system is broken. The system is definitely flawed, and the system is definitely broken. And I don't know if the system will ever be fixed. But from a standpoint, what I was stating was there were so many people that run around here so angry and so in the midst of stuck in the old way, they can't live their lives. See, I'm a believer of living life, and I'm a believer of not second chances. And when I wake up every single morning, I'm thankful that I got another day because there's a whole bunch of other people who woke up on the other side of the grass. So I try typically not to harp on stuff that's going on. And that's how come when you look at my timeline, you will never, ever, ever see anything on my timeline negative. You will never, ever, ever see anything, because sometimes posting the positive stuff helps somebody's day, could make somebody's day. Somebody could have lost a family member. Somebody could be sick. And something positive will help them. And that's why I tell people all the time, if you see a bunch of negative stuff on my timeline, know that my page was hacked and know that it was not me.
Well, I see some Trump supporters disrespecting and call me a dummy. I mean, you know, call me names because I disagree with what he's doing. And they call, and you know, I'm like this. I'm a nice, don't get it twisted. Don't act like because I'm a nice person, you can just say anything to me, and it's going to roll like that. You know, they ain't got me, you know, because I'm a nice person, they take my kindness and meet me. So,
all right, well, let me go ahead and bring somebody on. You can stay on with me, Otto, but let me bring somebody else on real quick. I don't want to keep you on hold too long. 0247, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams and Speak Your Mind Radio, and I have Mr. Otto on the line with us. How are you tonight?
I am fabulous.
Yes, yes, yes. I had to bring you in because I know you were on hold, and I wanted to also bring you in to have you weigh in on this topic too. And I have Otto on the line with us too. And just in general, what's your take on today versus yesterday?
I agree with you. The morality has gone down the toilet, and I do believe that people need to be responsible for their own lives. Yes, tragedies happen, but you have to be accountable for yourself and do what's right. And as far as the Black Lives Matter, you know, historically, all through the ages, Black lives have not mattered. And when Black people can be murdered and nobody is prosecuted, and people get a slap on the hand, that goes to show that their lives still don't matter. They're still not as valuable as their white counterparts. And so I believe that the Black Lives Matter movement is viable and important because the rest of the nation needs to understand that going through the court system or the police or, you know, whatever it is in our society, Black people's lives are devalued, and they don't get the same justice. They don't get the same rights as the Caucasians. And I think a lot of people misunderstand what the Black Lives Matter movement is really all about. And really, they just want to be as valuable as the next person down the road. And, you know, if they're murdered, they want the same justice as the other person down the road. It's not like they want to be put on pedestals. You know, they just want their just desserts, and they have every right to that.
Correct. I agree. But what it's turned into now is something completely different. You know, they had at one time the videos where they were showing, it was something like a Black guy talking on a bullhorn, and the Black guy was saying, "Who do you want to kill? The pigs. Who do you want to kill? The white people." And to me, what you're doing is starting a race war, because not all white people agree that Black people should be murdered. Not all white people agree. And like I was just telling Otto, when they had those riots and when they had those rallies, there was just as many white people out there fighting for the Black people as there were the Black people.
And
you know,
what has been forgotten is, in slavery days, white people were needed to overturn slavery, and the Quakers, who were white, helped out and hid a lot of slaves and did a lot of work and did a lot of work in the community to change attitudes. And then during civil rights, many white people stood up against civil rights and were on the lines marching and were, you know, screaming for justice. It black people didn't get into the societal hole that they're in by themselves, and it's going to take white people to come forward and help them and to join a, you know, if we could just, and, you know, it probably never will be, but if we could just look at each other as humans and not black, not white, not red, not yellow, but we are all humans, then we would all be valuable. We could all just love each other and have respect for each other. But
that's what I was saying.
You know,
we need to come
greater,
together as a whole.
Right. But the greater picture, a lot of times the more radical black people will want to discount white involvement. No, this is a black issue, and we're going to only have black people in this one society or another event or whatever. And that's not the right way to do things either, because, as I said, it's going to take reaching across those color lines to get things accomplished as it once was in the civil rights.
Correct.
You know, and people don't, some people, I guess, don't realize the people who died trying to register people to vote in Mississippi, those people who died in that car, only one person was black in that car, and they died trying to help black people register to vote, and that's how they got murdered, was to do that. So we have to rise above the color of the skin and judge by the character of the person, of that individual. And we have to stop painting wide brushes. You know, all white people this, or all black people this. Stop believing in the stereotypes, you know, whether it's stereotypes about white people or stereotypes about black people. They're so antiquated and false.
I agree.
You know?
I agree. I agree 100%. Now, did you have something else you wanted to share?
I
think you wrote a piece for... I'm ready for you.
Yes. It kind of goes to the subject at hand. It's called Love, Not Blood. The blood runs daily in our urban ghettos, tears running like the river's Nile from the mother's hearts. Forgotten are the struggles of the 60s, the children of this nation dying way too young. The rights that Malcolm, Martin, John died for, just an illusion. The urban is now the war zone. Pants sagging, don't they understand? They're disrespecting themselves. They don't understand where sagging came from and what it means. Black on black is what's become the norm. Shaking my head, so very heartbreaking. Mothers raising babies on their own. Far too common a situation. Their men dead, incarcerated, or even worse, just don't give a damn. Drugs are the new poison, filling brains, veins into the mainstream of the deadly intoxication. My heart sheds tears of agony over how the men now treat their women with disrespect and with violence. Domestic abuse is on the rise. Black men killing each other over a piece of the white man's sidewalk. raise bear, again, a topic for concern, shot while black. How much have we lost over these past 40 years? The words for a higher education are being left in the streets for a paper worth more than gold, but yet ends in death. Seems like if the great freedom fighters of the past were to come to our world of today, they would truly cry at what they would behold. Where once children gave their lives to attend school, they now drop out on their own accord, chasing fool's gold. Where they wore suits to show their credibility, they sag. A tradition started in the prison system to let other men know you were available. They marched to keep families and communities united. Now they happily walk away from their own children. Young girls being taught that the only way to advance in life is between your legs. What an abomination, when truth is a higher educated mind is all you'll truly need to achieve. My God, people, please, please wake up out of your slumber. Stand up, step up, do what's right. Love yourselves. Love all people. God said all mankind on this earth. Love your fellow man, woman. I was a young child when the civil rights era took place. I have fought for those rights all my life. I have believed in their dreams, incorporating their dreams into my reality. My son is an example of that, a love of a black person and of a white person coming together to make one unique individual. Yes, I've suffered for it, as has my son, but it's made us stronger individuals. Stop the hate. Stop the blood running rivers in our alleyways. Love. Love, 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 always love and peace.
Wow, I like that. I like that. Thank you so much for sharing. I knew you was going to bring it. I knew you was going to bring it. I said, if anybody going to bring it, I know she was. I know she was because you do a lot of conscience and even in your poetry, so I knew it. But I want to thank you. I don't know if Otto's still on or not. I've got somebody else that's coming on too, but you can hang on the line with me. Stay with me. I'm going to go ahead and bring somebody else on the line with you.
Okay.
And I don't know if Otto's still with me. He may have muted. Let's see. 8219, I have you on the line with Brenda Williams of Speak Your Mind Radio, and I have the great poet on the line with me too that just did a fire piece. How are you tonight?
Hey, what's up, Brenda? This is Larry.
Hey.
Hey, Mimi C. How you doing?
Hey, sweetheart.
Hey, too long getting off of work. And when
well,
I'm
happy you can.
Yeah, I had to. Anytime you ask me to come, it's my duty. Before I get into what I was going to do, you know, I just want to say. Old-fashioned versus new school. I just think that society is screwed up. It's like nobody knows whether they want to be new school or old school no more. And my thing is this. I just think Mimi T said something really profound as far as people treating each other as human beings. Before you're black, before you're white, before you're a woman, before you're a man, we're all human beings. We all have these standards that we want men and women and black and white and everybody to live by. But these same people claim that they believe in a Most High God. And God said, come as you are. You know, and it's when you're dealing with society, you're taught that if you're a man, you're supposed to guard your emotions. Or if you're a woman, you're supposed to act a certain way to be ladylike, you know. And some of these things, I'm not saying old school traditions didn't have their value and didn't teach discipline. They did. I just think that, and there's nothing wrong with the new school of women being independent and men, you know, being a little bit more in touch with their feelings and all this. But personally, I mean, I think all of this is stupid. You know, we live by a bunch of codes that we don't know. where we got it from. And perhaps our grandmothers and grandfathers that raised us decently, I mean, they only knew what they had to go by and what was the best way. So I don't knock that. What I do knock is we don't want to progress in our thinking, you know. We don't want to progress to the point where we see each other as human beings. Ice-T said something so powerful years ago. You put a bunch of babies in a sandbox of all colors, they're all play. They don't know anything about racism, sexism, or none of that. They just a baby.
Right.
They just want to play, you know. But when they grow up and they grow up with these regimented belief systems, I got to have something against you because you're white or you're black or because you're a female, I expect that you're supposed to act a certain way or you're supposed to cook and clean like my maid, or because I'm a man, I'm supposed to go out and do heavy lifting all the time, and I'm supposed to guard my emotions, and I'm supposed to carry myself, and damn near I have a heart attack not expressing myself in efforts to be what's called a real man. A real man and a real woman to me basically real human beings. And when people, you know, get that together, no matter what traditions or school systems you value, everybody has an opinion and everybody has different standards and they have a right to. But at the end of the day, are you going to look at, you know, your brother or your sister as a human being? We all cry. We all feel. If your mother died today or tomorrow, everybody's going to be crying, right? You know?
Right.
So
I agree.
There's no standard of being a man or woman then, so it shouldn't be a standard of, you know, that now. You know, I mean, when you come in, when you want to express yourself, right is right. Wrong is wrong. And when people get that, you know.
I agree.
I'm going to do this for you. Well, it's on my heart because I'm feeling it. You ready? This for you too, Mimi T. All right. Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring from heaven here today. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket signs and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so that you can see what's going on, what's going on, what's going on. I want to tell you what's going on. Everybody thinks we're wrong. Oh, but who are they to judge us simply because our hair is too long? Oh, we've got to find a way to bring some understanding here today. Picket signs and picket signs, Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me so that you can see what's going on. What's going on? I tell you what's going on. I tell you what's going on.
Love you dearly. That was amazing.
Yes, like thank you. So people, you know, somebody asked me last week that listened to my show. They was like, so how do you get people to call in and just like sing? And I told them, I said, well, hey, it's I've been dealing with Larry. Like I've been playing his music. I've been dealing with him forever. And the way I look at it is like this, you know, hey, because he does music. It's a gentleman who does music. And he says, well, I talked to somebody from Blog Talk, and they was going to charge me $59 to play my music and give me an interview. And I said, well, the difference between me and the average person is I try to help and build people up. So if I'm trying to help me and build me up, why am I going to go ahead and charge you money as you're trying to help yourself and build up? My attitude is let me help you and let me build up with you. And he just was like astounded that I didn't ask him for any money to play his music. I was like, no, I'll even give you an interview.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's about helping one another. I know with the society today, that's another thing. People are so gung-ho on talking about other people and bringing each other down. We should be lifting each other. We should be helping each other. So for me to do something for somebody with the show is what's more important to me than charging you money for something that I'm really not paying for.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, I've had my music played in so many places. Brenda is one of them. And give her props for always featuring me. And also my sister from another mother, Latisse Lawrence, who was an awesome vocalist, her dad gone self. Man, I told her I would love her. I don't know if she's listening, but, you know, I was praying that I could have got to Atlanta to do a duet. But like I said, when I go to Atlanta to do my show, if I can find a way, I get her and I'll pay for her flight myself just to do a duet with her, man, because it's magic when two creators create. And I'm thankful for not only other folks, but Brenda, who did play my music. And, you know, in the age of money, even so-called big names, DJs will charge you and won't even play your stuff. They'll play it like at 4 o'clock in the morning where ain't nobody here. And I've been blessed that I've had a few DJs that did believe in me, played my stuff, and helped me get a fan base. But I also want to thank Brenda for giving not just me, but anybody a platform that want to feature their music. You know what I mean? Brenda's a good person to know. And like I said, the offer still stands. When I get to Atlanta, if you and your husband make your drive, man, to see my show, hey, I'm paying for y'all tickets. Just come.
Oh, no. I'm coming. Rain, call, sleet, or shine. You let me know the date, and
June
24th. June 24th. Okay, you got that. You
June
got 24th. That. Yeah. I will put off. Is that a Saturday? What day of the week is that? A Friday or Saturday?
That's the Saturday.
Okay, well, I will put off for work because I work on Saturdays. When I go back to work on Monday, I will put in for June 24th to be off because I'm off Friday, Saturday. I'm off Friday and Sunday, but I work Saturday. So once I'm off that Saturday, I'm good for the weekend. So
yeah,
definitely, but you need
Larry
to get those receipts too because that would be awesome.
Mimi,
I got a question for you.
Go right ahead.
When are you coming to Houston, Texas?
So you know what's funny? I was in Oklahoma some months ago, and I passed right through Dallas, Texas, and I was thinking about you, but you wasn't in Dallas. And, of course, Dallas is a work on you.
It's a four-hour drive from Dallas to Houston.
I'm a work.
I-45 South.
I'm a work.
Keep that in mind, sir.
She said it ain't number 4 hours. She told you. I-45. She told you. Come on.
And the highway to take, too. I gave him the route, too. I-45 South.
Look, he don't gave you the date. What I suggest is you plan on your nice long drive and come down here in June, and that way you get a 2-for-1. You get to meet the both of us.
I would love for her to do that, but I know Texas
and Georgia
ain't no cheap trip, I would gather. So I'm going to try to make my way. I would love for me to do that. No love, but, you know, that ain't no cheap trip, so... You know, I don't know how far that is from Georgia, but I know the South has some real big states.
Houston to Atlanta is about, you know, with stops, it's probably about a 14-hour drive. If you do do the speed limit.
Lord.
What about Megabus?
So there you go.
The whole ride.
See, you fly into Houston, rent a car. Come pick me up, and we'll go to Atlanta together.
Lord, that's a lot
that's
of travel.
That's a good idea.
That's a lot of travel. I'm going to make it to Houston. I got some stuff planned up. I promise you.
Okay.
I'm going to get to Houston one of these good old days. But only under one condition.
Right.
You got to be a Cowboys fan, though.
Nah.
What?
Okay.
Oh, I'm about to disconnect you.
Larry, did your friend tell you I had a conversation about the Cowboys with him on air? I'm
no.
a 49er. I'm born and raised in San Francisco, and a Texans, Houston Texans fan, because this is my adopted home. But Dallas,
that's a dirty word. You need healing. Both of y'all need healing, man.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you one thing. Wait, let me tell you one thing before I bring another call in. 1-5-8-5, I see you. But let me tell you one thing about the cowgirls. Oh, wait a minute, I meant the Cowboys. Okay, so our team, even though we wasn't in the Super Bowl, our team was the only team last football season to beat them twice in a row. They never beat us. You could go ahead and figure out what team I root for. No. Go ahead and figure it out. One team. That's it. You ever look at my timeline? I rep the Giants.
The Giants are now the midgets, okay?
I don't care. We still beat y'all twice. We beat y'all twice. I didn't care who else we beat as long as we beat y'all. Look, I didn't care who else. As long as we beat y'all, as long as we beat the Cowboys, that's all I cared about. I wanted those bragging rights. Because we had bets at my job. We had bets, and they had to wear blue. Them Cowboy fans had to wear blue for a whole week once we beat them twice.
That's okay. We can wear blue, but we're going to dress y'all next year. How about that? And y'all gonna
We'll see y'all. Go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you before I bring this other caller in. Larry.
They can find me, Larry D. Edwards, on Facebook. You can find me twitter.com/soulofLarry. If you want to purchase any of my music, Brenda Williams and these two lovely ladies on the line, purchase my CD from www.larry.bandcamp.com. Thank y'all. I hope y'all still play it in y'all speakers. Go to www.larry.bandcamp.com and purchase my album, Poetic Love. And I got a surprise for all my fans and supporters. I'm not telling y'all what it is. Only a couple of people do. And ReverbNation.com/Larry. Boom. There you go.
Okay, well, I'll be looking for my inbox with the surprise. And Mimi, too, tell everybody where they can reach you.
You can find me at Amelia T. Davis on Facebook, Emilia Davis, D-A-V-I-S. You can Google me, or you can find me in my poetry group, Poets for the Power of the People, or you can find me at One Positive Way Radio. And I'm holding
thank
you to
God.
That, Lowry.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to make sure you get down here to Houston eventually.
I will eventually.
Well, you better say my name. But I don't care if my husband in the background. I don't care if he's in there. I better say my name when you say like you're on my radio show.
Nobody's husband coming after me. I don't have some Facebook experiences. I ain't trying to go through that.
Look, he already knows. Like, he don't listen to many shows with you coming on saying you're singing. So he's all right with it. Let me get this New York person in here. I got a 914. 1585.
Much love and blessings, Larry.
Much
love and blessings. I have 1585 on the line with Brenda Williams speaking on radio, Mimi T, and Laurie Edwards. How are you tonight?
Hi, Brenda. It's Paula. Long time no talk to.
I know. He got changed.
How are you? Hi, Larry. How are you?
I'm hurt that you're not coming to my award show Sunday when they're going to honor me with the honorary Luther Vandross Award. Oh, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Unsigned artist. They're not going to nominate me. They're giving me the Luther Vandross Award by way of Artist on the Rise. And I'm going to perform.
Aww. And you're not going to
go
live.
I already have plans. I actually have a book signing that day. And what happens is if he had given me advance notice, I would have, you know, made arrangements to go.
But he
just told me about it a couple of days ago. So everything that I'm doing is already in place.
I even got a free ticket for it. Ain't that well? When's your book? What time
is
your book?
I can't hear you.
I said I even got a free ticket for you.
Oh, that's so sweet. I honestly wish I could have gone if
that's
I had
cool.
known in advance. You know, like I explained to him. You know, and when he messaged me, if I had known just a couple of days before, I would have rearranged my schedule. Cause like I work during the week, so it's like most of what I do is on the weekend.
On the weekend. Well, he's okay. He'll be performing other places. You'll run into
cool.
him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure. And he sounded like, the lady said, he sounded like an angel a little while ago. And I was just listening to the topic, and it's been a minute since I've been on. And I just wanted to shout you out, Brenda, and say hello and, you know, thank you again for, you know, interviewing me with my book, Vulnerable, and, you know, it's doing well, so.
Glad to hear. So what do you got going on other than the book signing? Tell everybody about the book signing, where it's at and everything.
Well, I'm having one this coming Sunday. It's actually a private read. I had done one in Mount Vernon. I don't know if you probably would know that. It's in Mount Vernon, New York. And someone saw me there, and they actually hired me to come after church on Sunday and do something. So this one actually is going to be a private one, but I'm having one for the public in the library tonight in Yonkers.
Okay, I need to get my niece down there. I need to message my niece and tell her to come down there because she lives in Yonkers.
Yeah.
I need to message her and tell her to come down here. She goes through so much and she stays stressed out, and some positivity in her life is just actually what she may need at this time. So I'm going to actually text her tonight. If you could, when we get off the line, inbox me the information, the details of the one that you're doing at the library, the time and everything, and then I'm going to send it over to her.
Okay,
and tell
her
name? I want a picture. Her name is Felicia Height. She's on my Facebook. That's my niece.
Oh, I don't know. I was just asking. But, yes, I definitely will inbox you the information because I think it'll be awesome.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm happy to be talking to all my good friends on the line. I mean, I got all my people on the line tonight. I don't know what to do. I had Otto on earlier. Y'all missed Otto. Otto was somebody who's been following my show for at least 4 years now. And Otto used to come on every single week, and he'd be like, hey, bestie, And I'll be like, hey, and I hadn't heard him in a while, but he just called in tonight. So, and then I have like more of my following is online now. They all, everybody's on the link, wants the link and wants me to open up chat. So they all talk on the chat. So that's fine too, but I'm one person. It's hard for me to multitask. You know, I don't do a whole bunch of things at once. So they all be talking, and when the show's over, I'll see all of them talking, then I'll go back and respond.
Thank you so much.
Everybody else how they can find your book. Tell everybody how they can get to your book.
Oh, my God, please. If you don't have it, please go out and get it. You'll definitely be blessed. It can be bought on Amazon, Barnes & Nobles. You can go straight to my distributor, Ingram, or you can, you know, message me on Facebook. My name is Paula Montgomery, and I'll be glad to get you out a copy. Then, you
yes,
know,
that book is great.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's very spiritual, very uplifting, enlightening. It's the type of book that if you read it, it'll make you instantly feel better, especially what goes on in society today. To read something positive will just make things so much better, make you feel better. On that note, guys, I know two of you have heard the song, or three of you may have heard the song. Everybody else, I've just seen everybody else press one. We still got a couple of minutes left for the show, but I have to take a break. I haven't played my theme song yet by Latrice Lawrence today. I said I was going to play it on every single show because she dedicated this song to my show. So if everybody hold on, let me go ahead and play it, and then everybody else that press one, I'll come back to you guys too. You guys hold on for me as well so we can go ahead. I think you guys have heard it, but I'm going to play it anyway because you know how I am. If I like something, I play it. So here we go with the theme song.
What's that? So use me as you will, and I'll pay the price. 'Cause you made the ultimate sacrifice. It's all because of you that I even have life. And I'll give you my love as my tribute, my
to play it. Of course, you know it's my theme song. I know you have heard it. I know you probably heard it a million times, but I'm sorry. I still love the song. I do, I do, I do. So I have you back on the line, Mimi T. I know I have you on the line. I know I see you. And then I have 1585 back on the line, which is Paula, which I didn't get a chance to really talk to you and ask you what you thought about today's topic. What was your take on today's topic?
You asking me?
Yeah.
Paula?
I mean, what do you... Yeah, I'm asking you. What is your take on... It's okay. Because I muted Mimi T for a minute just so that I can hear you. And I muted Larry mm-hmm. because they were on before so I can hear you clearly.
Yeah.
But what is your take on today's world households versus yesterday's households? What is your take on that? And what do you think is the difference in today versus yesterday?
Truthfully, I think when we grew up in an era where family was important. And like you said, all lives mattered. Now you can't even look at your kids wrong without them wanting to call social service on you, or, you know, you have a problem where parents are scared to parent their children. And this can't go on. This can't continue, because at the end of the day, we have to be able to correct them in order for them to be productive citizens of society. The only thing that's
right.
going to work is love, and sometimes it has to be tough love. But like you, I heard when you said all lives matter. I mean, I'm not prejudiced, so I don't see people as far as color. I see your character. And I feel all lives matter. Like you, if you look on my timeline on my page, I don't post anything that has to do with any type of negativity. If I don't have anything nice to say, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to get on my page bashing Donald Trump because I don't have anything good to say. Guess what? At least we know who he is. That's the one good thing I can say about him. But I'm not going to be on my page, you know, going
mm-hmm.
in and
nope.
do. If it's not positive, I don't want to be bothered with it. Point blank period.
Like, you know how many people sent me that video of somebody picking cotton and running and saying, "Here come boss," and making a little comments. And I know last week, I don't know if you called in last week, but last week I joked when I was telling, and it was true, and I did have it on my timeline, but I didn't think it was racist. I thought it was funny as I don't know what. But my mom, I was in the car with my mom, and we was listening. She, for some reason, and it's the older generation that prides itself on listening to every move this man takes. Because you got to think about the older generation like that that's up there in their 70s, they went through so many presidents. So from back when it was back then to now, so I'm having this conversation with my mom. We're actually in the car. And, you know, she follows everything this crazy man does. I don't know why. But she follows everything he says, everything. So we're in the car driving, and somebody was on the radio talking about how if he's getting ready to getting rid of the Mexicans, who's going to be next, black folks? What I tell you, my mother, I was drinking something, and I literally spit it out, spit it out everywhere. She going to say, well, I'm not going to Africa. It's hot as hell in Africa. I'm going back to Italy. I got ancestors in Italy. So I said, well, what about Daddy? Well, he got some sort of, he beat me in India, and he better go find his tribe. When I tell you, I cracked up because she was dead serious. She's talking about, you know what I know. You better go to Italy with me. You can't survive in Africa. You know how you don't like the heat. I'm just like... and see, it's the older generation right now that cracked me up, because I know there was this tape somebody put in my inbox, and it was about this guy, this old guy. He must have been about 85 or 90, and they was telling him about how Donald Trump turned over something, and now they got to start back to picking cotton, and he used to pick cotton. So it was his nephews was messing with him, telling my uncle, you could be a supervisor since you already know what you're doing. When I tell you this old man was cussing like a sailor, I ain't picking nobody's cotton. I don't care. I don't care what they do. Put me in the dungeon, but I ain't picking up. Like, so to them, with everything that's going on right now, they find the most amusement out of it because of what – it's like they see it as a joke. But like what I was saying – when President Obama became president, there was a lot of people that didn't like him. But did I put up with people on my timeline talking trash about him? No, I deleted and blocked them. That's the same thing about Donald Trump. I'm not going to, regardless at the end of the day, we know who he is, whether we like it or not. For now, he's the president of the United States. And obviously he has some sort of pull because he was messing with the undocumented immigrants until they just stopped that. But enough of them have been messed with before they stopped it. But my thing with it is the world today is society is messing us up. Society has these kids so screwed up to where they got them thinking their parents can't hit them, their parents can't put them out. Then they got society so messed up that if your child's out of school, the parent can go to jail. No, it didn't used to be like that. The child took accountability for the child's – now they got the parents taking accountability for what the child does. On top of that, you got the parents taking accountability for all this money that we're putting out for these children. Then you got the kids disrespecting the parents, disrespecting the teachers, disrespecting their elders. It just goes around in cycles right now. And until the world realizes that at the end of the day, if we all got lined up and got shot, our blood would be in the pool and it would be the same. At no time would you be able to point to somebody's blood and say that was a black person, that was a white person, that was a Korean person. Because at the end of the day, we were all born and we will all eventually die. And when people don't look at life like that, and when people stereotype and be racist over stuff, you don't do nothing but teach your kids that.
That's right.
Just like the doll thing. I think I got that on my timeline, and I don't think that's negative. It got it to, and I say this is a shame. What are they learning? What are their parents teaching them? It's about the little black kids when they showing them the white dolls and the black dolls, and they saying they want the white doll because the black doll is ugly. They want the black doll because the black doll is stupid. Who have they been talking to that told them they're ugly and they're stupid? That was my question. Who has been telling these little black kids that they're stupid and they're ugly? Somebody
really be surprised.
Put in the point to the dog. So I don't know, but
you know what else too? You know what else too? I find that the biggest elephant in the room for me is we're not chastising these children properly, and it doesn't always have to be a butt whipping. But it's like if we chastise these children and raise them correctly, you know, I mean, with the fear of God, it's like, where's all of that? What happened to that? It's like anything goes nowadays, anything. That's obvious. Look who we have as a president. But I don't know. It's going to take Jesus. That's all I can say. All it's going to take is a whole lot of prayer for it to get better. Because the way it is now, like you say, we might not even make it 5 years with this president, with how the world is now. Who's to say?
I know.
We just got to stay prayed up. We really do.
That's so
unfortunate.
I tell everybody that, you know, you're sleeping on this and sleeping on that and not really paying attention to this and not paying attention to that. But do you know and do you understand, you know, how the world is right now? How we are sitting up on, we have somebody in the White House who plays Russian roulette. He's a reality star. And we all know how reality stars are. And now that they've blocked his ban, there's no telling what this man's going to do. Because they just blocked his ban again today. So there's no telling what he's going to do because he acts like a child and he does stuff just like a lot of people don't know that in New York City alone, I've seen a couple of the videos on YouTube, but in New York City, this man is actually, he's got the military already knocking on doors, handing people's letters, you know, terrorizing people. This is already going on. So regardless of what ban was blocked, it's already going on. And something has to be said about that. It scares me to death to think that we have a reality star that can press that red button and press the nukes. And you got all, when you think about Korea and how they just killed that important leader by rubbing his hands on stuff, and they say Korea holds the largest quantity of that stuff. He don't think about that.
Jesus.
And you're making enemies of Korea. You're making enemies of Russia. So it's, like I say, like you said, stay prayed up, live right with the Lord, and, you know, when judgment day comes, we all go to the same place. That's all I'm going to say, because there's a lot of people out there that's doing bad, that's killing kids, that's killing, you know, raping babies, that's killing their parents, killing their kids. There's so many deviant and horrible people in the world today, and the only thing I can do is pray for their souls. Just pray for their souls.
That's all you can do.
Right, but I want to thank you so much for calling in. It was great talking to you.
Always.
And I hope to hear from you again soon. I hope the book signing goes good. And
thank you.
You know, you're welcome. Hit me up. I'm definitely going to go ahead and get my niece out there because she can use some positivity. Right now her timeline is full of hate and upsetness and feelings, and she could use something else to guide her away from that right now.
Please.
This might be just the right thing for her.
Tell her to come and bring some friends, you know? It will be awesome.
That's what I'm
going to
do. I'm
going to tell you. I have a few surprises in store, you know?
Okay.
I try to always, like when I do a book signing, I try to always give something back and, you know, have like little giveaways and, you know, just something that the women can participate in. And even the men, because there are men there as well. And, you know, that way everybody feels a part of it, not just me coming to read poetry and them buying books, because that's not what it's all about, you know. I even have little, you know, refreshments and all that. So, please, it would be awesome to see, you know, different faces.
Definitely.
And
I'm praying for
a wonderful turnout, you know.
Yeah, especially with that weather down there.
Yeah.
I hope it clears up.
Well, next month is like, you know, I don't anticipate that. But, you know, right now,
next month.
Oh,
I thought you said next Saturday.
Yeah.
What's the date?
No. Next month, April 29th.
Okay.
April 29th.
Okay.
No, it's not next Saturday. No.
Okay.
If I did,
well, good,
please
good.
Excuse me because there's so much going on. But I meant next month.
Yeah. Well, I'll definitely get her in on it. And like I say, keep up the great work. Keep up spreading God's word and being a leader and just spreading your positivity. You know, if I
thank
keep
you.
Spreading it, somebody will feel it. Somebody will feel it.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Well, thank you. And you have a great
thank
night,
you.
Too.
You too. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right. Well, that concludes Speak Your Mind Radio. And I want to say good night to all my listeners. It's been a great night, and I will speak to everybody next week.